This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Okay. We're already getting texts this morning. If you guys start at 6 o'clock, why is it 6:03?
We were talking.
I'm sorry.
We were talking about taxes.
Plus,
about things.
We love Dua Lipa. Is it Lupa?
Lipa.
Yeah. Oh, Lupa.
It's fine.
I like Dua Lipa. BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the beautiful Belco Studios here in Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. And it's easy. Download it. And the podcast of the program later on today in case you missed something. Good morning, Jamie.
Hey!
Tax day.
It is tax day. Aren't you excited?
I am so excited. I saved so much money yesterday. my tax guy came through for me, man. He sent me an email. Last night,
yeah,
he saved me almost $6,000.
Wow!
Yeah,
wow.
I still have to write a big check. Don't worry.
But still, that helps.
Still, I mean, I was expecting more, so I'm pretty happy this morning.
Did you use my son as a dependent too?
I did. Yeah. I did. I used your son. I used
like
little Debbie.
Is.
I used Spadil. I used everybody as a dependent.
I don't.
Do you want to mention
it?
You can't, can you?
I can. Yeah, I can.
But you don't want to.
I can't even believe
Jamie's
it.
Jamie's son got stolen.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a court
tax-wise.
Order that I get him as a dependent. And then last night at like 10 o'clock, my accountant's like, this isn't going through. I think your ex filed your son as a dependent. And I'm like, so I just counted to 10 because now the new rage is your cortisol levels get too high.
Yeah.
That's the new rage.
Yeah,
word,
you
want right?
to keep those low.
Cortisol.
Yeah.
Cortisol. Yeah. Yeah. So it's because of stress. So I was like, I don't want to be puffy because of cortisol.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a good day to be puffy.
No. So I just was like, okay, it's fine.
Taxes suck.
But we'll have to refile mine, my kids, everything. It'll be neat. Yeah. It's fine.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Welcome to my world.
But I'm not upset about it because I don't want to get my cortisol level.
Right,
level
up. Got to keep it down.
You don't want to be puffy. Why is that the new rage?
I don't know.
Have you guys heard it? Oh, you haven't?
No,
it is all over my feed.
Cortisol?
Cortisol.
What is cortisol?
It's something in hormonal or something. Yeah. I don't know. And if you get it.
I know what cortisone is. But
no,
I don't
it's
know
cortisol.
Cortisol.
It's the new rage, BJ. Yeah. It's all over the internet.
I haven't heard it.
How to get it down and what it does to your body.
I feel like we just fixate on certain things.
Yeah.
We just look for new things and then we find something new. We're like, over there.
Cortisol. Oh, it's a new thing. It's this week's, well, it's actually been a couple of months. It's this couple of months' rage. It's the new catchphrase.
Cortisol.
Yeah. It says it's the stress hormone and it prepares your body for flight or flight mode.
Yeah, I'm not.
Cortisol. I had no idea. Never heard of it.
Yeah. Well, I get ads for it all the time.
Yeah. You're raging this morning or you're trying to keep it down?
I got it down. I don't want to be puffy.
Is there a way
though.
To keep it down?
Just not get mad.
Yeah.
So, I thought maybe more Gatorade or something.
No. See, I'm just
get some electrolytes.
Look at me. I'm just shaking it off. I'm Taylor Swift. I'm shaking it off.
Shake it off. There are some deals out there today.
I wondered about that.
If you're writing a check for $12,000 today, Burger King's going to give you a free 1 cent hamburger.
Is that how much you have to write a check for?
It's a lot. That's not exactly the figure. But
I feel like you threw it out there for a reason.
Yeah, I shot low. If you got to write a check for $14,000 today. Hooters is offering some appetizers this morning.
Oh, you should go.
Yeah.
Keep your cortisol level down.
They're only charging $4.15. Get it? April 15th. Oh, $4.15 nice. For the appetizers. Yeah. Let's see. Krispy Kreme. Oh, they're always on board.
They always got a deal.
Those people love to sling those donuts.
Yeah, they do.
Damn, something about a dozen. I don't know. If you're writing a check for $15,000.
Oh, okay.
7-Eleven. Yeah. 7-Eleven's offering something for you.
Okay.
I don't know what the hell it is. Mm. 1040. No. The one-day deal on...
1040 is a tax form.
This is their delivery app.
Yeah, it's not even a deal. It's like
it's
free
not even
delivery.
A deal.
Yeah.
Bunch of crooks. Olive Garden.
Oh, I love Olive Garden.
You get extra breadsticks. But they're endless anyway, aren't they? What a sham that is.
I need some beef tallow.
By the way, I bought some.
Yeah. Oh,
speaking
God,
of rages.
Did?
Yeah, speaking
that,
of rages.
Yeah, that is a rage
I
right
bought
now.
The old uh-huh. Chicago beef tallow.
Oh, you did? Nice.
Out of, yeah, I don't know. It came out of some slaughterhouse in Chicago or
nice.
Something.
Nice, yeah. Yeah, it did. Yeah, that's the new rage, too.
I can't tell the difference.
Oh, you can?
No.
Wow, that's great.
I cooked with it, and I can't tell it. Well, I was hoping for something good.
Oh, well, at least you got rid of your seed oils.
Another rage.
Yeah.
Getting rid of those.
Oh, my God.
All right, it is tax day. BJ and Jamie Morning Show just getting started here on a Tuesday. File your taxes today if you owe. If you don't owe, then you're in good shape, right?
Yep.
That's pretty much it.
I counted to 10 inside my head.
I can feel it.
Your cortisols are going down.
It's so funny because I'm like, I'm not going to let this affect my day. And it is.
Already.
But I'm really trying. I'm so
we
mad.
We were up last night. I didn't work on it as much as my wife did, but my kids, a science project is due today.
Oh, no.
So they started it last night.
Oh, God.
So she's at Walmart.
At like
9:30 last night,
yeah,
buying supplies.
Yeah.
Okay. Carson, you'll get this one day. Uh-huh. Okay. Jamie's been through it before. I mean, she's talked about it before. But what a pain in the butt.
What is the when science project?
Well, we did a rocket ship.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Wait till you see the pictures. Now, my wife is very proud of this, so don't say anything bad. But I want you to take a look at my rocket ship. She had to go get some duct tape.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Duct tape for a science project. Look at this rocket ship.
Oh, it's neat. That is interesting.
She's very proud of it. She wrote, "I'm brilliant."
It's cute.
Frog, he didn't do 30 seconds worth of work on this. You don't stop sending home science projects because it's for the parents.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even for a first grader.
And it lasts forever.
And Jamie, if you're doing it for a fifth grader, sixth grader, I get it, okay? Because they can do something. But a first grader can't do much.
No, you actually do it their whole lives.
Really? Yeah.
So this is never it? Ends.
Yeah, it never ends.
So no kidding, when they get in the sixth, seventh grade,
you're
still
doing
it? Well, that's no fun.
I had my mom help me all the time in school.
Jeepers.
Yeah.
This
what
is
a pain
one
in the
of many.
Stop sitting at home. All right, we have to take a break. Okay. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
It's going to be beautiful, but it's a bummer kind of day because it is tax day for some people that have to pay taxes. But it is going to be nice for the next couple of days. But they're seeing some pretty big snow totals right now for the weekend.
Oh, really?
I saw this morning. I thought I heard it correct. That they're saying 7 to 8 inches for Castle Rock?
Oh, really? Wow.
Is that true?
I have not heard that.
70% chance of snow. I do know that. But I heard some fairly impressive totals. Although it's, you know, a little bit further out. So, man, we'll see as we get closer to the weekend. Did you see all the negative posts about that Blue Origin flight yesterday?
Oh, my gosh. It went bad, didn't it?
It
went so bad.
I think putting those women, now look, I'm not the one saying it. I'm just saying if you go through your social media, you're going to see a lot of backlash on this thing with the four ladies that went up, or six ladies that went up in space with the Blue Origin. I think it kind of killed the credibility of Blue Origin a bit.
Yeah, people are, well, I mean,
it went bad.
Because I was slamming it, and then, you know, I was like, well, maybe I... I shouldn't slam it because, you know, it is amazing or whatever. But then I was like, I guess it was okay that I slammed it because the way people went after him.
You know, but when you and I did it yesterday, we were talking about it, making jokes over the, you know, over the top of the launch itself or whatever. We were doing it just for entertainment purposes. So that's the way I felt about it.
Right.
It wasn't really to slam them. They were, you know, they were enough courage to get inside that thing and go up there. And I'm all for it. No big deal. I didn't think that much about it.
Was that there? It's going to be a Saturday Night Live parody because they were woo girls, as you guys said, woo girls in a ship. Woo!
All the giggling and laughing
and shout outs and selfies.
Yeah, they're floating around up there. And I don't think they had a helmet on. I think you were right yesterday. Yeah. I never saw a helmet.
One of the funniest ones was, did they have a glam? And I mentioned this, too. Did they have a glam team in there? Because all of them had their hair perfectly coiffed when they came out of the ship.
It was unreal.
And they had been flipping and stuff, right? Because they were at zero gravity. But they came out and all of their hair was perfect.
I couldn't believe how many female celebrities went after them. That's what shocked me.
Well, for the environmental side, yeah.
I guess. Is that what it was all about?
Yeah.
I just saw that Emily Ratajkowski girl, her, and then Olivia Nunn. There was like five or six different women in Hollywood that blasted these ladies.
I got the Emily Ratajkowski on number two if you want to play her.
Oh, great.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, it's on number two?
Yeah.
All right, let me find it right here. But I was very surprised about that. Here it is.
Saying that you care about Mother Earth and it's about Mother Earth and you're going up in a spaceship that is built and paid for by a company that's single-handedly destroying the planet. Look at the state of the world and think about how many resources went into putting these women into space. For what? For what? What was the marketing there? And then to try to make it like, I'm disgusted, literally.
Sounds jealous to me.
Well, like, they said something, like, and I don't know if I can't remember the right number, but they say like something like 70% of Americans that own houses are behind on their mortgage, you know? And they're like, in this state right now with the tariffs and the economy, and it's all just, we don't know what's, like, this is a dumb time to be like, we're so rich and we just had a little ride. Woo!
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm not blasting it or anything. I mean, it is what it is.
Well, you thought it was kind of silly, too,
didn't you? It is silly, in my opinion, but not enough to just get all bent out of shape over it.
Oh, I don't care enough about it to throw a fit.
Yeah. And like this Emily, you know, she throws a whole blueprint or carbon footprint thing in there, and it kind of kills all the credibility for me. But it's just, I don't know. To me, it showed me how different SpaceX is to Blue Origin, is what it showed me.
Well,
SpaceX is for real.
Because Blue Origin, like I said, it's a parachute ride at Ehlich's.
It is. It's a carnival ride.
Yeah, look, my daddy owns Ehlich's. Everybody come here. Do you guys want to ride on it?
To top it all off, when they land in the desert, you know, that little capsule, they're in there trying to get ready with their stylist that Jamie mentioned. And then you got Bezos doing a face plant in front of the rocket ship.
The other good meme that came out of it, though, was how terrified Gail King looked getting onto the oh my god,
terrible for her.
She was not having fun at all.
That would have been me.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be you, though?
Of course.
I would.
Yeah. You have second thoughts. Like, what if?
I'm terrified when I go to DIA.
Yeah.
So I know I'd be terrified if I was jumping in a rocket like that. I would be terrified, too.
Memes went around with her face because she looked so scared going
she
in.
Did.
And it's like, you know what? This is the moment you realize Oprah's not your friend and she can shove it up her, you know?
Yeah. You know, and then I saw another meme where somebody posted that, you know, it must be nice to be a billionaire. You spent $100 million to get your wife away for you for 90 seconds.
Right? That's true. The whole thing.
Man, the backlash was unbelievable yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't think it was that warranted.
Well, I mean, it was cheese ball. Like, goofy is the right word. Cheese ball, all of it. I mean, all these girls, and they're just all perfectly coiffed, and, you know, and then they get down and they kiss the ground.
They were gone for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Didn't she say Katy Perry sang up there or something?
Yes.
Pulled a concert off or something?
What a Wonderful World or something.
And then the other meme was six women in a penis.
That might be my favorite. I don't know why I sound like Bill Clinton all of a sudden. It was like you said that. Crazy. All right. We'll get to Tabloid Trash coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Got to remind you about the Mighty Millions, though. Mighty Millions, they've got an early bird deadline that's coming up this Friday at midnight. If you get in right now and buy your tickets this week, you're a part of that drawing. You're also a part of the big drawing, too, for the big mansion, $2.4 million up in Winter Park. But if you get your tickets this week, you get in on the early bird.
So here's the deal. You can buy them today at Mighty Millions Raffle. MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's an Audi, isn't there?
Yep, there sure is.
Man. Hurry up, get your tickets today.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
It's good.
Arts and crafts, man.
Yeah.
With a 44-year-old.
I mean, it doesn't look like a first grader did it, but it's really good.
Yeah. It is good, isn't it?
Yeah, can you turn that down just a hint?
Compared to what it was when I went to bed last night, it looks really good.
We're talking about Frog Science Project.
Frog had a science project. Yeah. It's due today. He started yesterday. Yeah. So we did a rocket ship. Well, not we, but
right. Yeah.
They.
Well, not they.
She.
She. Yeah.
She might get a good grade on this
one. She might get an A+.
She might pass the first grade.
She should be proud of that.
It's nice. It's really
nice.
It
is actually good. Yeah, good. All right. A couple of things. First of all, Katy Perry wants to talk about her flight into... whatever. Her Blue Origin flight. Here it is.
It is the highest high, and it is surrender to the unknown, trust, and this whole journey is not just about going to space. It's the training. It's the team. It's the whole thing. I couldn't recommend this experience more. This is like up there with all the, you know, different tools that I've learned in my life, from meditation to the Hoffman process. This is up there because what you're doing is you're like really finding the love for yourself, because you got to trust in yourself on this journey. And then you're feeling the love when you come down, for sure. And you're feeling that strength. So I feel really connected to that strong divine feminine right now.
Oh my God.
You know, I saw some of the video of them inside and the view that they had from up there. It is kind of cool looking. I mean, for a first time.
Nobody's saying it isn't cool. We're just saying it's ridiculous. I mean, she's found her love and all this, her divine femininity or whatever. Yeah.
And it only took a 10-minute ride.
Right. Think exactly. About that.
Yeah, there's a part they talked about yesterday, too, how it inspired or the ambitions of young women everywhere. And I don't understand that part of it, because all you did was get in there. You didn't create the rocket. You didn't do anything with it. All you did was ride up and come back.
And what Katie said is she recommends it to everyone. Do you know how much we'd be charged for that?
Yeah.
It'd probably be $500,000 if we tried to fly in that thing.
I wouldn't do it. Would you do it?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't pay for it.
I mean, no, if it were offered to you, would you go?
Yeah, I would go.
I don't think I would.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I would. I don't trust Bezos.
This says one of the flights was auctioned for $28 million.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. So
well, forget
my
half
way.
A million. $28 million dollars?
Yeah.
For 10 minutes?
Yeah. That's insane.
Holy crap.
I don't trust Bezos until all of my packages show up at the front door instead of going across the street. I'm not going to go up on his rocket.
Yeah, that happens to us,
you
too.
You got to get my packages to my front door before I'm going on your rocket.
You got one job.
Yeah. Let's see here. This is kind of a sad story. Pearl Harbor survivor and Kentucky native. He was the world's oldest Pearl Harbor survivor. He died at 106 yesterday. Aw, that's so sad.
It is sad.
Yeah, he's the world's oldest Pearl Harbor survivor. Died
you know, when I went to Hawaii, that's one of the best things I've ever done, is go to Pearl Harbor. Yeah. That is absolutely incredible.
Mm-hmm. That's so sad. His name was Vaughn P. Drake Jr., and he passed away. So I just thought I'd give him a little shout-out.
He's the last?
No, oldest.
He's the oldest.
Yeah, he's the oldest. I don't know if there's any. Are there some left?
Can't be many.
I know.
1941.
Wow. He was born in 1918.
Wow. Lordy.
Right?
What a run.
Gene Hackman's $4 million mansion was infested with rats.
That's nasty.
And became a breeding ground for a hantavirus that killed his wife, Betsy, before he tragically died days later. Yeah, they're saying that this $4 million mansion was just completely infested, which I don't really get, because, I mean, he had an outside Terminex guy. You know,
yeah,
they paid that.
I saw some of the pictures of they shot, you know, this comes along with this story, and it looks rat infested. It looks really run down.
Does it?
To be a mansion.
Well, and but it doesn't make sense because she was still going to yoga and stuff and taking care of herself.
No, no,
and,
no.
Yeah, I don't either. Let's see here. A week after the bodies were discovered, the New Mexico Department of Public Health conducted a health assessment on the property. Dead rodents and their nests were found in 8 detached outbuildings, which I get the outbuildings. That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
And, oh, so it wasn't actually the house, huh? Let me read this. Should have read it. Let's see here. It was later concluded that it died from hantavirus. Because I will tell you, my shed out at the cabin is infested. It's absolutely, there's nothing you can do. I mean, I try to, even our boss cleaned it out 1 year.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they just build up, they build nests up in the, it's where I keep my four-wheeler.
This is not mice either. This is rats.
Yeah, this is rats. Let's see here. Ta-ta-ta-ta. Yeah, it says it's the outbuilding, so maybe it's not the actual house. Let's see here. They're saying, and I don't know if this is a good idea or not, but Taylor Swift will take on the Whitney Houston's role of the bodyguard. It's a rumor. So they're remaking The Bodyguard, Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner, that whole movie.
Right.
Right? And they're saying that Taylor Swift's going to play Whitney. I don't know.
Now, does Whitney Houston play Whitney Houston in that movie? Or is she just a singer that needs a bodyguard?
She's just a singer that needs a bodyguard.
Okay, well, then that could work, I guess. I mean, I don't think Taylor Swift can play Whitney, per se.
I know, but that's how we're going to compare it.
Yeah.
Well, she can't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, she's
well,
not even close. She's not even close to Whitney.
Her.
She doesn't even
tweet
sing
that.
As good as
tweet that.
I will.
You're so sincere. Well, she cannot.
She can't do that. No, you can't.
Bless her heart. She can't do that.
You know that, Jamie. Come on.
She can't do that.
Get on board here.
She
cannot be Whitney Houston. I'm serious.
Somebody just texted and said, yeah, they did teach girls a lot about space.
They did?
Yeah, they taught them that girls with big fake boobs get you far.
Wow.
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 Wow. She's not wrong. Not wrong.
I mean, those spacesuits, come on.
I mean, yeah.
I can't believe the backlash.
I know.
I never expected this. I thought people would, you know, it would come and go. It's a one-day event. It's no big deal, right? But I didn't think people would be just angry. And it's women that are angry.
I think we're just like, ugh. It was more of a, not anger. There's no anger. I think it's more, ugh. Like that.
I guess.
You know, like, what? They're exhausting to
guess.
Me. No? Yeah. Let's see here. And then somebody said, oh, Kylie must have not shaved her legs today on Fox 31 because she's wearing pants.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa. Don't diss on Kylie. All right? She's looking good in those pants.
Well, I know, but she never wears pants. That's why it's a thing. That's when we know that she didn't shave her legs is when she's wearing
Wouldn't you
pants.
Get an interest? She turned you down like a...
Yeah.
Threw you out like
I mean,
a hot
I
potato,
still
man.
Think that she's very attractive.
She does
woman.
Not yeah. even like
you.
You
still got hope?
She hates you, man.
She was like, ew. You were her, ooh.
She hates we would bring her up on the air.
Probably.
I know.
She does. You know it.
Well, we just said she didn't shave her legs. Yeah. I mean, that's not exactly.
I'm just saying.
Would you want to be talked about like that?
No.
So I kind of get it. You know, it wasn't the most flattering thing. I didn't say it. It was from text. So there.
Yeah, blame it on them.
Yeah. And then finally, okay, remember how we were all Barbie dolls and action figures and boxes? Well, now dog owners are transforming their fur friends into people with the power of ChatGPT. You take a picture of your dog, you put it into ChatGPT, and then it will give you the human rendition of what your dog would look like as a human.
All right.
It's kind of cute.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. All right, anyway, I'm done. There you go, tablet trash.
There's no way Taylor... can be what you used
to. She shouldn't do that.
I mean, you can't
do
that.
She shouldn't do that.
You can't do that.
Bless her heart.
All right, when we come back, China put all these propaganda videos out yesterday.
I don't know if they're propaganda or maybe they're truth.
Could be truth.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, you might be right about that.
Who
I have
knows?
No idea. These videos all about these Birkin bags and Armani and all kinds
Gucci.
Of different luxury stuff that's all made in China. They're not even made where you think they are.
Isn't that crazy?
I wonder if that's true.
I don't know.
All right, we'll play you some of the audio from all the released videos yesterday, which I found incredible. All right, we'll get to that when we come back. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.